This is the season when many Americans complain about the heat, but it's going to be harder to complain for those of us who do not live in Phoenix, Arizona. That city is so hot that it's hard to imagine taking a stroll outside. Even people who need to work outside cannot easily do that. Sarah Ventry, a member station KJZZ, takes us to a construction site where the concrete has to be poured in the middle of the night.
It's in the high 80s at 1 a.m. on a clear night out in the suburbs of Phoenix. That's way down from recent record highs of up to 118. Around here, it never really gets cool in the summer. That's partly because Phoenix is such a big city that it's a heat island. The city traps the heat. But now in the middle of the night, it's finally cool enough to start work. A team of construction workers is pouring concrete onto the frame of a structure that will eventually become a wastewater treatment plant.
We try to pour and place and finish concrete when it's below 90 degrees.
Daniel Ward is the construction company's project director. From inside an air-conditioned trailer, he says there are things you can do to modify the concrete, like adding ice to it to cool it down. But it's just best to work when it's not as hot. There are two reasons for working such strange hours. One is the concrete itself.
It sets up too quick in the day with the sun on it. Here, it's a little bit slower and manageable.
That's General Superintendent Mike Wignis. The other reason is making sure the workers don't overheat.
Everything out here is metal. I mean, the rebar, a lot of the forms, it gets hot. I mean, it burns your hands.
But at this hour?
They're under the natural shade of the moon.
And remember, it's still in the high 80s. Ray Anderson is on the crew for tonight's pour.
Hot, that's it. You sweat, you work, you sweat. It's better than the daytime.
And it's all really loud. The city of Chandler, where this project is taking place, has regulations about what time construction work can be done if it's close to houses. This is not that close, but Daniel Ward says they still try to think about the neighbors.
We'll always pay attention to where the closest neighborhoods are, what time we're pouring, but making sure that we're getting the message out to them of what's going on.
So the work goes on. In the shade of the moonlight, as the concrete mixers pull in and out of the site, guided by workers in reflective vests and glow sticks on the ground. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Ventry in Chandler, Arizona.